18th of January 2020, Mark 2:13-17. He went out again to the shore of the lake, and all the people came to him, and he taught them. As he was walking along, he saw Levi, the son of Alphaeus, sitting at the tax office, and he said to him, "Follow me." And he got up and followed him. When Jesus was at dinner in his house, a number of tax collectors and sinners were also sitting at table with Jesus and his disciples, for there were many of them among his followers. When the scribes of the Pharisee party saw him eating with sinners and tax collectors, they said to his disciples, "Why does he eat with tax collectors and sinners?" When Jesus heard this, he said to them, "It is not the healthy who need the doctor, but the sick. I came to call not the upright, but sinners." A very central word of the Lord is presented to us today, which we have to recall and deepen again and again. The church is sent to the sick and sinners. This remains her task until the end of time. While the people of Israel had to separate themselves from the other nations in order not to be defiled by their sins and also to meet the danger of accepting their errors, this has changed with the coming of Jesus. This was difficult for the scribes to understand, but the Lord gave them an answer with which they could set out to understand it. From now on, with the coming of the Lord, the mission changes. In the power of God, the church searches for people to proclaim the love of God to them. She knows she has been sent by her Lord. Heroic were and are often the missionaries who, under the most difficult circumstances, proclaim the gospel and take care of the infirmities of people. It is necessary to continue to deepen our own conversion so that sin may dominate us less and less and our ways, and that the work of the Holy Spirit may be stronger. Other people are still entangled in sin, or perhaps do not even realize what sin means, need our authentic witness in word, deeds, and being. Let us remember how disappointing it is when good words, sometimes even fiery words, are spoken, but the life testimony differs greatly from them. The Lord is looking for people to give them a gift of himself. He enters into the life of a sinner and leads him to repentance. So we as Christians do not separate ourselves from the sinner for whom Jesus gave his life, but we separate ourselves from sin. It is God's mercy and will of salvation that call people to repentance, to change their lives, and we try to show the way to the Lord that others too can escape the trap of sin. Today, unfortunately, there is a tendency in some circles of the church not to be fully aware of the destructive power of sin. One tries to discover good elements in disorderly relationships in order to appreciate them. Unfortunately, the tendency then is to forget more and more to be aware of the concrete sinful situation in which people find themselves and which they have to suffer. A strong and one-sided emphasis on positive elements in a sinful relationship relativizes the real drama of the remoteness from God of such a path. Let us think, for example, a sexual relationship outside of the marriage or a homosexual relationship. And this is danger for the soul, apart from the fact that every sin is a rejection of God's love. In the encounter with the adulterous woman, Jesus shows us how we should deal with sinners. He does not accuse her, does not throw stones at her, but exhorts her to leave the way of sin. Jesus comes to save in an attitude of love. This means a fundamental affection for man, a fundamental yes to us. in the following of Christ, we are called to do the same attitude. Let us try to meet people as God meets us, as the Lord treats the adulterous woman, in love and in truth. This means that we should not judge the sinner, but we should make him see what God's will is and help him, as far as we can, to turn away from evil ways and to enter the path of salvation. Never should we despise the sinner nor relativize sin. Love and truth is asked.
O God, create in me a pure